Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves One Nation, One Election proposal. Nagaland joins the rest of the world in observing World Bamboo Day. Nagaland government initiates action to address challenges faced by CMHIS, beneficiaries and empaneled hospitals in Delhi. And Court of State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities recommends Youth Resources and Sports Department to make infrastructures and facilities inclusive for BWDs. Now the news in detail. The Union Cabinet today accepted the recommendation of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today, after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. Stating that it will be implemented in two phases, he said that in the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies, elections like panchayats and municipalities, will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. Along with the rest of the world, Nagaland today observed the World Bamboo Day on the theme Next Generation Bamboo, Solution, Innovation and Design, organized by Nagaland Bamboo Development Agency, NBDA, at Nagaland Bamboo Resource Center, Jumakitima. NBDA Chairman Nuzoda Soro said many artisans from remote villages are producing the best bamboo crafts with indigenous technology. He noted that their products have the scope to compete in the global market if proper skilling development training is provided. This will, in a big way, uplift the economic condition of entrepreneurs from the rural areas, he added. Stating that Jumakitima, Dimapur and Beren districts have been marked as bamboo economic zones, Soro said, the NBDA will concentrate in these zones with bamboo plantation and also plan to set up industrial units in the near future. He also said the agency plans to set up small common facility center with cluster units in far and remote, which will be cost effective to transport the products. NBDA plans to promote the bamboo industry on a large scale through various schemes and programs for which the active participation of the entrepreneurs is a must to see the success of any such event. The agency is presently establishing a state-of-the-art cane and bamboo technology park in the Nagaland Bamboo Resource Center. During the program, the Bamboo Entrepreneur Award 2024 was presented to Aus Sanen for his dedication in the field of bamboo craft and outstanding product innovations. Officials from the Nagaland government held discussions with representatives of 19 empaneled hospitals in Delhi and insurance companies to address challenges faced in availing Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS. The discussion spanning 3 days was held recently between Resident Commissioner of Nagaland House, New Delhi, Wenye Konyak, Joint Director and State Nodal Officer, Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Hentok Pom, Deputy Director and Senior Public Relations Officer, Kulia Mere, Paramount Health Services and Insurance DPA Private Limited, Future Generali Insurance Company and representatives from the 19 empaneled hospitals in Delhi NCR. Technical challenges faced by both the beneficiaries and the hospitals were discussed during the meeting. Meanwhile, Dr. Hentok Pom, along with their teams from the insurance companies, visited various hospitals to better understand and also come up with solution to bridge the gaps faced by both the patients and the hospitals. Court of the State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, SCBT, has recommended the Department of Youth Resources and Sports to carry out renovations and retrofittings at its directorate office building, all stadiums and sports facilities, and make it fully inclusive and barrier-free environment. The recommendation was made after a joint inspection survey conducted at Directorate Building and a multidisciplinary sports stadium in Jumkirima on the 5th and 17th of this month. The inspection was also made following a suo motu inquiry served by the Court of SCBD. Among several recommendations, the Court ordered the Department to provide accessibility provisions in all sports facilities such as ramps, signage, reserved parking spaces for persons with disabilities. It also directed that all future constructions of stadiums and offices must comply with the latest accessibility facilities as per guidelines. In addition, the court strongly recommended that a dedicated cell or committee be constituted to look after para sport and promotion of sports among BWDs. Further, the department has been instructed to comply with the recommendations within 3 months and submit an action-taking report to the SCBT court. This news comes to you from Akashvani Gohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. As part of the month-long Pushanma campaign, Social Welfare Department is organizing various events across the districts. Pushanma is aimed at improving ground-level nutrition outcome and encouraging behavioral changes. In Dimapur, District Program Officer and Child Development Project Officer, CDPO, Urban, today organized a cooking competition and local food show. The event was aimed at promoting innovative recipes using department-supplied food items such as kheer and kichiris for complementary feeding of Anganwadi centers across the state. In Longleng, ESC C. Chalimse Sanctum graced the cooking competition cum anemia camp held at Yachim village. Altogether, around 60 beneficiaries had attended the camp. In Zeminyu, ESC Molung Sangla Ozukum graced the block level cooking competition organized by CDPO. In her speech, the ESC impressed upon all, including males, to imbibe the culture of organic cooking. In the competition, Zeminyu Town secured the first position. As part of the nationwide campaign Swachhata Hi Seva, the Kohima Municipal Council today held a launching program at the old MLA Hostel Junction, Kohima. Chairperson of KMC, Nikozo Sokre, expressed his appreciation for the active participation of Kohima's citizens in the drive. During the event, KMC Chief Executive Officer T. Lanusen Longoma administered the Swachhata pledge to the councillors and participants from various wards of Kohima. She said the campaign will feature various activities, including school visits and college collaborations to propagate cleanliness. KMC has identified 24 cleanliness target units for cleanup operations. The National Service Scheme units of Kohima Science College and Don Bosco College have been enlisted for the drive to clean identified areas. Longoma added that KMC will address other areas needing special attention with all activities to wrap up by September 30. Meanwhile, Swachh Bharat Diwas will be held on October 2 to honour hard-working sanitation workers and recognise volunteers and partners who supported the campaign. Later, the participants took up a cleanliness drive in Kohima Town. PHET Kohima Rural and Urban Division, in collaboration with Pesama and Kikwema villages, undertook a mass clearing at the Naga Heritage Village, Kisama, today. Kisama venue is one among the cleanliness target units CTUs, generally neglected garbage spots and dark spots in the state to be made garbage free. Principal Secretary PHET Nagalin E. Monbemo Button said more of such CTUs in all districts of the state are to be made garbage free. The Swachhata pledge was administered by State Hygiene and Sanitation Consultant Losi Kono Zene. As part of the campaign, various activities like clearing of cleanliness target units, mass cleanliness drives in ponds, springs, water sources, traditional village gates, morungs, garbage, vulnerable sites, cultural festivals, mop flash, Swachhata talks in schools, waste to art competition and display, pledge taking and facilitations are being rolled out in all the districts. And now it's 20 News, here are the headlines again. Union Cabinet approves One Nation, One Election proposal. Nagaland joins the rest of the world in observing World Bamboo Day. Nagaland government initiates action to address challenges faced by CMHIS beneficiaries and empaneled hospitals in Delhi. And Court of State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities recommends Youth Resources and Sports Department to make infrastructures and facilities inclusive for BWDs. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.